arms and legs flailed about each other as if in torment, grasping in their pained narcolepsy for any sensation of humanity. Terror grasped onto the same damn dream, the cherub. That day he chose his damnation, leaving her lost to corrode in time itself. He strode the path of undoing. Every slumber she besieges him, demanding his penitence to his own ill deed, his lie. His decision was to spare himself, purity, sickening and putrid to the naive, baleful and pernicious, even damnation could soothe its burn. Terror lifted a half-drunken bottle of pungent liquor from one of the bodies at his feet. He drank, gasped once more for air, and devoured all that was left. Perhaps he would not have fallen in love with hell itself.